Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Kroll. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Kroll. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Clemens bunts towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Clemens moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Klaus is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cowan strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Schaefer is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kroll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kroll fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kroll. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kroll fires to first and picks off Schaefer. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Kroll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clemens is 0-2 in the game. Clemens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Stewart scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan bunts in front of the plate. Canizaro fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Canizaro for a passed ball. Schaefer moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Jesse Gonder, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Locke now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clemens is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clemens who is chasing the ball. Christopher reaches third base with a triple. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Christopher scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Schaefer for a passed ball. Cranepool moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hickman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Rogers, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Graham pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman pinch hits for Ron Locke. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman now playing left field. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. There goes Rogers. The throw from Canizaro to Smith, and Rogers is out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens, who is chasing the ball. Hunt reaches third base with a triple. Joe Christopher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunt scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Canizaro is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.